Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I again have so much content, but I want to do my best to stick to this one content. And I want to tell you what, I'm doing interviews, I'm being interviewed all over the country. We have public relations involved right now, and with that, I'm scrambling to cover that topic and this topic, and I got to hold to the show here, and the reason I'm saying that is because I want to hold to this topic because it's very important, and it's something that I continuously cover here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And by the way, if you're on social media platforms, Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page, Sons of Liberty Media.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page. The title of the show is A Vine Cannot Deny the Fruit That It Produces. The wrong title was put up there on social media platforms for this. I apologize. Now, the reason I want to go where I'm going today is because yesterday I was going back and forth and I noticed some people trying to poison the stream. And again, one thing I'm going to hold to is the Word of God. One thing I'm going to hold to is the Constitution of the United States of America. And yesterday I started noticing someone talking about how we're not a constitution. Constitutional Republic and how we're a corporation and all this, that, and the other thing. And then one of the other things was that we're not a Christian nation. Well, let me do my best to get this all in this hour, because I'm here to tell you that if that's the case, the bad's on you, not the bad's on Bradley Dean for pointing the finger at what God meant us to be, not what it is that you have allowed us to be. And I was also accused yesterday of misconstruing Scripture or twisting Scripture. And I'm here to tell you, folks, I don't do that. What I do know is people that misconstrue or continuously twist Scripture are those that are usually offended at the gospel. And why? Because the gospel is intolerant of their sin. If I swear, if I cuss, if I throw out vulgarities, if I throw out half-truths, they don't have any problem with that whatsoever. See, what they have a problem with is when somebody holds to the truth, which is an offense to their compromised lifestyles. Okay? So I'm being accused once again, Romans 10, by the devil as being the devil, and they're right and I'm wrong. And I'm not trying to justify myself, but here again, friends, do keep in mind that I'm not here to justify myself, because it's not your word that I'm giving, nor am I giving you my opinion. I always back up everything I say and everything I do with the Word of God and the Constitution. And why? Because I understand that what Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, rightly said when he said it. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. Period. Okay? Now, I want to just give you one quote, and I'm going to start knocking this down little by little. And if at any time you want to call in, at least man up a little bit rather than taking shots at me on social media platforms and me giving you the opportunity to call in and you don't do that, but then you go to comments and you, again, you ankle bite concerning the things that we're talking about here. Be a man. Contend for the faith. If you're sure of where you're at, then be a man. Man up and correct me. 159 cities have been waiting for 20 years for you to correct what we're talking about here. That number's 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So let's just do this. Let me go back and I want to address some of the posts that were made attacking me in their ignorance because they don't know what they're talking about. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that an individual was online calling himself a Christian and a Mason. And I said, you're not a Christian and a Mason. I said, there's no such thing. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin. Nor did the Lord tell you to add to or take away what his word declares. We're to follow Christ, John 14:6, because it's his truth, John 8:32, that makes us free, not what man does. What man does taints what Christ did. And there's a difference between the carnality of man, the flesh, and the spirituality of what the Holy Ghost breathes and inspires us to do and be. Okay? So when he said that he was a Christian, I had said this. Okay? And by the way, it's been Freemasons over the last 24 hours that have been attacking me. Okay? Just so you can understand. But the Freemasonry oath goes as follows. Binding myself under no less a penalty that have of having my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by its roots and buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice into 24 hours, should I ever knowingly or willingly violate this my solemn oath and obligation as entered apprentice Mason? So, they have the audacity to say, so help me God. Hey folks, the Lord doesn't help Satan. He condemned him, and so do I. So to suggest that you're going to say, so help me God, to stand out and ask God to confirm an oath that does nothing but counter his word, you have got to be out of your mind. It says, so help me God, and keep me steadfast in the due performance of the same. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. This is the Freemasonry oath. So it comes as no surprise that I have a couple Masons come after me. Of course, in their cowardly comments that they left because they were too cowardly to stand up and actually give me a call. And I threw the number out there three or four times. So again, let's set the record straight. This is one of the comments. Bradley, the founding fathers were Freemasons and they weren't Christians. Not saying America wasn't founded as a Christian nation. I'm saying men like George Washington was no Christian. When his church has communion, he got up and left every time. And Washington, D.C. is as pagan as it gets. Why are the streets laid out in a pentagram then? If you ever get a chance, watch Belly of the Beast documentary. Well, now, I just want to reiterate the point that I've been on the radio for 20 years. I have yet to have anybody across the country call in and stand in contrast to what I am declaring. Why? I don't have anything to worry about. They do. Why? Because what I have are facts. And facts are stubborn things. And they're not going to bow to the whims of what man wants you to believe, such as the revisionists and the propagandists of the day. Nope. Let's hold to who we are rather than what men try to make us out to be. I'm going to come right back and we're going to talk about this. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of that.
We're getting these in bulk orders, just for the record. People are reading them, and then they're calling back, and then they're getting bulk orders. It's a 2 to 3 hour read. If you want to go ahead and check it out, please do. I'm losing the feed over there, GCN. I don't know what's going on here. But if you'd like...
WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Bradley, the founding fathers were not Freemasons. Okay, I'm sorry, the founding fathers of the country were Freemasons, they were not Christians. That's what somebody said to me, okay? This after the show yesterday. Okay, so it was actually Woodrow Wilson, and P.S., just for the record, every president has acknowledged that we are a Christian nation all the way up to Barack Hussein Obama. Regardless of the fruit that they bore, they still admitted and confirmed the truth of the matter. And also keep in mind, they put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God to uphold the Constitution, the enumerated laws found within. Okay, when you go to the Capitol building in the state of Minnesota, the Lord's everywhere. Okay, so Bradley, the founding fathers didn't establish this country as a Christian nation. Let's go back to Woodrow Wilson really quick, 28th president of the United States of America. He's the guy that said we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we have been about. Oh, and keep in mind, the people that are attacking me are Masons, just so you know, okay? Woodrow Wilson said, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness, which are derived from the revelation of what? The Holy Scripture. Just wanted to make clear we all understood that. Okay? When you read the Declaration of Independence, when you get a moment, take the time to go back and read the Mayflower Compact. That was some sort of a document. That would be their Declaration of Independence. It does nothing but smack of the pulpit. Okay? But when you go to the Declaration of Independence, it's interesting to note that, again, three-quarters of the document, the Declaration of Independence, is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God. Matter of fact, if you go on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're going to find T-shirts over there. Those are slogans, national slogans given unto us by our forefathers. And I want to show you one, if you don't mind, if you're on social media platforms, and I want to give you a little taste of what we are not. not, saith the Masons. And here it is right here. It's rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Okay? Now, when you look at that image, and if you're just listening, I'm painting the picture for you anyways. When you're looking at the image, you're seeing the armies of Pharaoh being overthrown in the waters by the Lord as the children of Israel are on the other side, obtaining the promised land in obedience to the Lord. What's the slogan? The slogan is rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And when you look at the back of that, you can go to Genesis 5:2 as well. But it says, when the Lord sent Moses to face off with Pharaoh, saying, let my people go, it was not a request, it was a command. Of course. But I'm not going to get on that topic right now. I just want you to know who we are and where it is that we came from. So let's go back to the Declaration of Independence. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, who was our forefathers obeying when throwing off a tyrant across the pond? They told us, the Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's readily available to see right in front of our faces, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. That was proposed by Robert Livingston, Ben Franklin, the same signers of the Declaration of Independence, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. Okay? I just want to clarify. Now let's go over again to the Declaration. What does it say? The laws of nature and of nature's God. Reference to the Lord the first time. What is the laws of nature? It is revealed by God through human reason and conscience, Romans 2:14-15. What else is in the Declaration of Independence? Okay? Revealed law, only found in Scripture. What does it tell us in the Declaration? That they are endowed by their what? Their Creator with certain unalienable rights. But these guys, these Masons, want you to believe that they're in control and our forefathers didn't establish it in such a way that Bradley Dean right now is highlighting, which is found in the documents that they have written themselves. As a matter of fact, I seen them right in front of my face at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. several times. Okay, so that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Okay, deniable, that can never be taken away. Appealing to the supreme judge of the world. Read Psalm 97. This is all in the Declaration of Independence. And then it ends with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. And interestingly enough, when you go to the Statue of Liberty in New York City, keep in mind what she has in her left hand is the Declaration of Independence. And my goodness, friends, don't forget the National Monument, which is in Massachusetts, right off the shoreline by, guess what, friends, the Mayflower Compact. Okay? And guess what this does? It does nothing but highlight the Word of God. But all these guys saying, Bradley, they weren't Christians, they were all Masons. You, my friends, are sadly mistaken. And it irritates me because no matter how many times I tell the people, you still have people out there that want to deny the obvious. And again, why? Because the Word of God is a stumbling block. It's a rock of offense to their disobedience. After all, the only arguments that they have against the Bible is their unholy lifestyles. And that's what we're highlighting right now. But we're not going to move away from the Word of God. You can call me names all that you want to, grown-ups. But the fact of the matter is, we are who God has created us to be. You have taken on something that is not at all what we're supposed to be. But you want us to be what you've taken off in denying who we are. Not going to fly here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Let's also consider and also contemplate the fact that our forefathers and the two flags that they had flying during the War of Independence, you know it as the Revolutionary War, was appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. I know it's got to just hurt. 1-866-582-9933. But look at all the masonry. Look at all the architects and the such. There's no denying some of that. But you know what? In spite of man, the Lord still had his will. And he does it all the time. So to sit there and try to suggest that we are not what God has created us to be and acknowledging who we are because you want to deny it doesn't mean we're going to do that. Let's go over and listen carefully to this because I need you to hear this. When you read Matthew 7:16, what does it say? Matthew 7:16 tells us, you shall know them by their fruits. What is the fruits of our forefathers? What is it? Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? So every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil. And when you go over to Luke, and am I twisting the word of God there? I didn't think so. I mean, the vine's going to produce the fruit, and you cannot deny the seeds that have been planted in the ground. And there's a reason that 86% of the American people profess to be Christians, though less than probably 3% are the real deal. But there's a reason they're calling themselves Christians, because they know their history. Let's go back over to Luke 6:43. What does it say? For a good tree bringeth forth not corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Okay, so it can't be the way that you want it to be. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do gather figs, nor of bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. Going back to our forefathers. Hey folks, listen carefully. When you go back to Washington, D.C., and you look at that obelisk that all the Masons want to say, hey, look what our forefathers gave us. Look what they established. Does anybody take the time to dig a little bit deeper than what they're told by the Masons? Ooh. Does anybody go a little bit deeper? I do. Do you know that it says right on the tip of that capstone? Well, it's a Latin phrase, laus deo. You know what it says? It says, praise to God, praise be to God. Do you also know that we're called the light of the world by the world in other nations? Do you know why that is? Because we're a nation of justice. That's why. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. When you look at, and I make reference to this quite a bit, but when you look at Moses and the Ten Commandments above the Supreme Court in America today in the present, injustices, what does it show you? It shows you Moses and the Ten Commandments, one in each hand, Exodus 20, and it says, justice, the guardian of liberty. Okay? It's also interesting, in the state of Minnesota, I have a whole list of all the Christian quotes inscribed on the walls in just the state of Minnesota alone. All of our preambles acknowledge him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As a matter of fact, I just read the state preamble the other day. The first thing he acknowledges is God. Oh, let me go back to the obelisk in Washington, D.C., that the Masons claim to be theirs. What does it say on the way to the tip of that obelisk, friends, in Washington? You know it as the Washington Monument. What does it say? Well, there's blocks that resound with quotations from scriptures. And what are they? Exodus 28, holiness to the Lord. It didn't say holiness to the Masons. It said holiness to the Lord. It also has inscribed John 5:39, search the scriptures. I advise everybody to do that. It tells us Proverbs 10 is inscribed on the stairs to the tip of that obelisk. What is that? The memory of the just is blessed. And how does it end? May heaven to this union continue its benefits. Folks, we're going to continue on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy trying to wrangle support for a bill that would keep the U.S. government open and give over $20 billion in aid to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky is on Capitol Hill meeting with congressional leaders today. The visit coming after Russia launched a wave of attacks across the country overnight. After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March of 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve now temporarily halting further increases. Despite that pause, the central bank does believe that there will be one more rate hike before the year is over. The National Institutes of Health announcing yesterday they will begin clinical trial testing of a new HIV vaccine in the U.S. and South Africa. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Yesterday's show, we were talking about nothing that had to do anything with what we're talking about right now, but I had a couple guys that they tagged themselves as Masons and the such, and it all started from me highlighting their oath, and apparently they didn't like to be uncovered. Well, hey guys, over here, we don't ask the devil for permission to obey God, so that's on you, not on me. But they did take the time after I gave them several invitations to call in on the show at any time, and they say, well, Bradley, you're just going to browbeat me anyways. Wait a second. If you call and you're sincere, you're going to get a sincere answer. If you call an insincerity and you're picking a fight, I'm going to contend with you. Absolutely. Scripture tells us we're to contend for the faith. And the difference between me and what you're doing is you're trying to poison the well, and I'm not going to put up with it because my love doesn't tolerate false doctrine. Okay? You know what the Masons have done and the Shriners and the Gist and the list goes on? You know what they've done? One of my friends on social media platforms just a couple minutes ago nailed it on the head. The devil loves to hijack the things that the Lord has done. Of course. He loves to rename things like the revisionists of the day are doing right in front of your face. That's exactly what these cults have done. And they've been doing for a long time. Why? Because the people at large let them. I'll get to that in just a moment. Let me get back to this in proving who our forefathers were. I already gave you scripture, Matthew 7:16-20, and then I went over to Luke 6 as well. And I showed you, friends, you cannot deny the fruit. Okay? You cannot claim to be something, and then when the fruit is born, deny what it produced. Okay? If I plant an apple seed into the soil of the ground, it's going to reproduce after its own kind. An apple seed is not going to reproduce an orange, folks. It's going to produce apples just like unto itself. So it is with our forefathers. And in spite of man and his fallen nature, the Lord's fingerprints are all over everything that we are. And I got a couple of little Masons whose feelings were hurt because I called them out for who they really were. And they wanted to hijack our Christian heritage by saying this is who they were. Oh, and P.S., if they were, I'll tell you what, it contradicts everything that we know of them. And not in every given case. And if they have chosen to be a Mason, I can tell you right now, in many cases, they are not the same as what you call Masonry today, in any sense of the word. I can also tell you this, friends, that if they were, that's on them, not on me. They have to answer for that. But in spite of them, the Lord still had his way. Hey, does Satan give freedom or does he enslave? Does sin enslave? Does it bring forth life or does it bring forth death? Does it bring forth freedom? Does Christ bring forth freedom or does the devil do that? Christ does. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Right? Yeah. John 8:32. Yeah, it's Christ that does that. You're in the freest nation in the world and you want to give the devil credit for that? Shame on you and your ignorance. And your ignorance, to say the least. Here, let me give you a couple more. Anybody take the time to see the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia over there? It's amazing the indoctrination that they have right above the bell. They're talking about our democracy. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. But one thing they can't erase from the Liberty Bell is Leviticus 25:10. Oh, you heard me right. Hey, folks, you hear all those people through the mainstream media and those that don't do their own due diligence, 2 Timothy 2:15, telling you, yeah, but I heard we're this, we're that, we're the other thing, we're whatever man wants us to be. That's all designed to confuse. And why does confusion come? Because you took your eyes off the author and the finisher of your faith. Daniel 9:17 comes to my aid. Hebrews 12:2. Hey, folks, the Liberty Bell has proclaimed liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof, in context, the year of Jubilee. Why is Leviticus 25:10? Why is Leviticus 25:10 stamped onto the Liberty Bell? I'm just curious. Why is it Christian crosses over the heads of our fallen? Do you understand? I hope you do. I want you to hear this. The Bible is for the government, of the people, and by the people, and for the people. Okay? I can say that again, but it's totally true. Our biblical view of government is found in the Constitution, premised on the Word of God. State is divinely ordained. Okay? Divinely. Those that serve us derive their just authority from the governed, we the people. State authority is limited. It is a limited government. It leads to patriotism, not enslavement or a dictatorship. It results in a republic. Why? Because we're ruled by law. And if obeyed, we're free, right? Based upon creation. Okay? And again, I'm not trying to condescend anybody. I just get tired of the ignorance that I see within this country. And the people that men listen to sicken me to the core. Oh, well, they sound smarter than I am. Well, that probably doesn't take much now, does it? No, probably not. Okay, so what I want to show you now is this. This is the Act of 1871. The Act of 1871, the United States as a corporation and the United States of America as a republic. Okay, so you all know this did happen in 1871. And yes, this really happened. But it doesn't negate who we are. Bradley, you still think in your idioticies that we're still a constitutional republic and the Constitution of the United States of America is still enacted. No, and if it isn't, guess what? That doesn't fall on our forefathers or on the Lord. It falls to our disobedience for allowing it in the first place. Hey, folks, these are the same people. What they do is they sit there and they have nothing better to do with their time but to tell you what is wrong with the country. Yes, America has been incorporated. Yes, the President of the United States is the CEO of that corporation. But if you're a part of the corporation, you're only empowering those that mean to enslave you. And you have the audacity to get angry at me for showing people how to be free in Christ by obeying what it is that our forefathers established? Oh, that's their mentality. That's their mindset. I'm the bad guy, and I'm lying to you. Hey, folks, you have the FBI, you have the CIA, you have the ATF, you have the BLM, you have all these agencies. Do I continuously, time and time again, tell you the unconstitutionality of those agencies? But those agencies are there because the people have tolerated them and they have acknowledged their authority over their lives. Is that liberating or is that enslaving? I'm liberating by showing them who they are. Other people are trying to show them how they've been enslaved, and other slaves, for some reason or another, want you to be enslaved just like them. I don't want you to be enslaved. I want you to be liberated in Christ and in Him alone. Period. So let's get over to this. We're just going to go line upon line, precept upon precept. And I brought this up before, but just for the sake of really putting the nail in the coffin of these individuals that want you to believe that we are what they want you to believe we are. Our forefathers, 28 of them were Episcopalians. Okay? 8 of them were Presbyterians, all under the Christian umbrella, by the way. I don't even agree with denominations, so you know. There's 4,400 Christian denominations. Did you know that? Shame on every one of them that started those denominations. We're to follow Christ, and there's only one Lord. Ephesians 4, John 14, 6. Start there and then go to Ephesians 4. We have denominations because men have left off God and they followed the doctrines of men, in which I'm exposing even now. Here's another one. 7 Congregationalists. These are our forefathers. 2 Dutch Reformed. 2 Lutheran. 2 Methodist. 2 Roman Catholic. 1 of our forefathers, unknown. 3 of them were called deists. Evidence does not support that they were. Hey, folks, you've got to consider that there is no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. There's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. You know it, and I know it. And the fact of the matter is, friends, our forefathers went through a very hard time called the War of Independence. It went on for years. And the price that those men paid to give us the freedoms that we have, who were they calling upon? Do you think they were ignorant enough to believe that they were going to do what they did in the face of the biggest military might in the world, namely in England during that particular time, that they were going to do that on their own and they were denouncing the God that gave them what we have today? We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Nobody can do that except the living God. He is alive forevermore. Period. Why do people want to take that away from themselves? I don't know. They love to be slaves. It reminds me of Harriet Tubman. She told a story one time at the end of her life. She was being questioned by a reporter, and she was asked, "Is it true that you freed 1,000 slaves?" And see, they called her the Black Moses. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, but that's what they called her. And she used to go from plantation to plantation after she broke free from her master. By the way, slavery is an abomination, and the Bible condemns it. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? What's interesting to note is when she was asked that question, she said, "Yes, I freed 1,000 slaves." And she said, "I would have freed 1,000 more had they known that they were slaves." That they were slaves. Hey, folks, I can do another hour, and then I can do another hour, and another hour, convincing you of who we are. You can go to Washington, D.C., and there's no question as to where we came from, folks, or who established this country. And if you want to go ahead and attempt to steal away His glory, it ain't going to happen on my dime. It's not going to happen on my time, neither. And I'm not going to put up with it. It's like somebody going around and telling my kids about who I am to other people when I don't even know who they are. Nope. My kids can tell you who I am the same way I can tell you about my Father and what it is that I know about my Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. So don't sit there and come to me with your head trying to convince me of something that is incorrect every step of the way. Because at the end of the day, you're a fool for your pains. We're going to come right back to this. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I just got a thought here in answering one of my friends on social media platforms right now. Some people said, well, the Lord will allow slavery. It's called indentured servants. Keep it in context. Just went through all that. Okay? And also keep in mind, Scripture condemns this sort of slavery that you're talking about. And it applies to all colors of people. It's not just been the black people that have been enslaved. But I do want to say enslavement falls to a disobedient people. That's judgment. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. So when you despise or neglect the precepts contained in the Bible, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get the fruit of your own ways. So I wanted to make that clear. So let's get to some of our forefathers here. Let's first go to the President of the United States of America. This is another one that's just fantastic, because if you've never been to Williamsburg, first start in Jamestown, then go to Williamsburg, and then go to Yorktown. And that is my favorite museum on the planet. Okay, and tell me, when you go to Williamsburg, from the reenactment actors, by the way, many of them are probably not even Christians, but they'll tell you that our forefathers established ecclesiastical law, canon law. That doesn't sound like a bunch of Masons to me. It doesn't sound like a bunch of men playing the cult member. in the process of using God's law. It contradicts itself, as a matter of fact. But when you go to Yorktown, it's interesting. There's a victory statue, and this statue is placed right where the French and the colonists, the American colonists, beat down the British Empire. Okay? And I want you to listen carefully as to what they say about George Washington. That the United States and Congress assembled will cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with emblems of the alliance between the United States and His Most Christian Majesty, and inscribed with a sufficient narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combined Forces of America and France. Okay, just letting you know. There you have it. Let's go over to that son of liberty, Patrick Henry, for if it wasn't men like that, you wouldn't be where you're at. And if that falls to the American people, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, let me back up a moment. Roger Sherman said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, so no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed into the rugged arms of fearless men." You know, it's interesting how many, I just read it last night, Numbers 25. You know what, maybe I need to highlight that really quick. Numbers 25. You know what the Lord did through Moses when the people became corrupt? The first thing that the Lord did is told them to go get the princes and hang them. Because the princes were bringing them over to Baal Peor, a false god. Just like these cults are today. See, they want you to be a part of the plan. They want you to be a part of the damned, is what they want. I don't want that. I want you to find yourself before the Christ who is alive forevermore. And when you come and taste and see, He is good. And once you taste and see that He is good, you'll never leave Him. Rest assured. That's a leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, friends. No man can actually create what I'm talking about. Only the Spirit can do that. What did our friend Patrick Henry say in a speech to the House of Burgess, 1765? I know this is going to hurt some of you big grown-up babies, but here it is. And I say this facetiously, and I say it to your ignorance that you hold on to. And why you hold on to it, you're doing it to your own demise. Patrick Henry said, "It cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians, real Christians, friends, not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here." And that's why you have many people coming to America today. Now, let's just go over to the first president of the United States of America. And I don't know if you're aware of this. I just did this in passing. But you did see, I'm sure you did, all of you that want to claim that old Georgie was one of you. He was a part of your club, your gang, back in the 1700s. It does say right on the top of his casket, John 11:25. I've been there. I've got pictures of it. I've been there several times. And guess what it says? It says, "And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall live." Oh, ouch. Gosh, I just hate that. Where are all those revisionists? Call in. Got a national radio show. I'm still waiting for the phone calls. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, they're unbelievers that want you to be unbelievers with them. They want you to deny the Father and stealing away the glory from Christ that belongs to Him. You ready? George Washington, "While we are zealously performing the duties of good citizens and soldiers, we certainly ought not to be inattentive to the higher duties of our Christian faith. To the distinguished character of patriot, it should be our highest glory to the more distinguished character of a Christian." Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, "I am the real sort." He was raised Anglican. Okay? That's under the Christian umbrella. John Adams, it goes on and on and on, but I want you to listen carefully. He said, the general principles on which the forefathers achieved independence were the only principles in which the beautiful assembly of young gentlemen could unite. And those principles only could be intended by them in their address or by me in my answer. And what were those general principles, John Adams? I answer, the general principles of Christianity. With all of its sects, he said, were united. Talking about denominations, they called them sects back then. S-E-C-T-S. Thomas Jefferson said, God who gave us liberty, and can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed them from their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that those liberties are the gift of God. He said, I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ. Man, that flies in the face of those that want to poison the well. Hey, folks, the faucet, the fountain that's coming forth unto you out of our belly flows rivers of living water. Today on the show is pure. It's pure. It's not diluted. We have no leaving in this lump. Nope. We're not the ones offering leaving to the lump. We're not questioning the person of Jesus Christ in power and authority. No, never going to do that. Because he is who he says he is. You ready for this one? This is John Hancock. He was a signer. He was the first one to sign the Declaration of Independence. And he wrote his name so big because he wanted the tyrant across the pond to read it without having to put his spectacles on. That's a fact. What did he say? John Hancock, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast with the proper sense of your dependency upon God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. Hey, folks, I'm showing you who we are, not what cult members want you to believe we are. Oh, but Bradley Ben Franklin, he was just this terrible devil animal. Yep, yep, who told you that? I'm not saying he was a perfect guy. I know he did some stupid things, no question about it. But don't all men do stupid things? You know, and I'm not talking about willful sin. And I think there was an element of that with Ben Franklin, no doubt about it. But listen to what he said in his own words. Here's my creed. I believe in one God, the creator of the universe, that he governs it by his providence, that he ought to be worshipped. Okay? He didn't say anything about his sect or a little pack that he was a part of. That's not what he said. He said that the most acceptable service we render him is in doing good to his other children. He said, as to Jesus of Nazareth, my opinion of whom you particularly desire, I think the system of morals and his religion as he left them to us is the best the world has ever saw or is likely to ever see. Does this sound like he was a part of a club? I'm just asking. Hey, folks, if he was, that's on him. Okay. James Madison said, a watchful eye must be kept on ourselves, lest while we are building ideal monuments of renown and bliss, here we neglect to have our names enrolled in the annals of heaven. This was the father of our Constitution. Oh my goodness, did he really say that? Yep, he really said that. Samuel Adams talks about our supreme ruler. John Quincy Adams blatantly calls out our Christian nation for what it is. William Penn, the same thing. Roger Sherman, Benjamin Rush, Alexander Hamilton. Hey, folks, remember, these are the guys that signed on to the Constitution, many of them, as well as, by the way, it ended in the year of our Lord, what, 1787? Wasn't that in the year of our Lord? I wonder who that was. Folks, the Declaration of Independence clearly shows you who our forefathers have made their appeal to. And there's no question about it. We're 300-1 to any other religion in this country. And foreign religions, they're afforded asylum to come here, friends. But the fact of the matter is, look at the ratio. Only the Lord can do that. Only the Lord can do that. And those that want to deny it to their own demise in sealing their own fate. Love you enough to tell you what others aren't. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.